You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your pre-Quinn Klein Alley Show, 808 on a Thursday. David, quickly, and then we got to move on because everyone's all heated from the conversation that just took place. But we have to get into other things this hour. We got to get you into our endless summer barbecue with Roy Lotus. And that'll be happening as we get into the freeway feud coming up in just a few moments here on K-Rock. What's up, David?
All right, with the Menendez thing, the loser has to sleep in the studio for a week.
Oh, my God, that's almost worse than a car.
It's, yeah, we already did that with Johnny.
Johnny slept in it for the night, though, not a whole week. Johnny slept in
it for one night.
I think, and he liked it. I mean, this place.
The greatest memory I've had of working at K-Rock so far was that overnight sleepover challenge. It was the best night ever.
Yeah, see, I don't think any of us would feel that way.
There's a play on words, incarcerated. Right. That's better.
Yeah, but
not in studio serated. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
Yeah, dumb.
By the way, there's a mix of smattering of things on the text line. There's some people saying, Klein, you're just going to bitch out anyway. I've never bitched out. I had to pierce my effing nipple for this show. I did it by ran in the underwear and jumped in that goddamn cold lake. Oh, stop it. Shut up, Omar. I did pierce my nipple. You can't believe video proof online. Meanwhile, someone says you guys are you're railroading Klein. Everyone's railroading. I agree with Klein here. Allie did say that they would get out. It didn't matter the reason. They would be out by the end of June. She claimed that. I remember hearing that show.
I did not say the end of June. I said the parole hearing.
And Klein just made the point that he's going to keep pushing this thing further and further away. So regardless.
Not my problem.
You also bitched that on your mind yesterday.
I bitched out a mile. I ran. Yeah, I did my part.
The boss says so.
The only person who didn't bitch out.
With the boss.
I got a text from someone. I'm not even going to say who, guys. I got a text from someone who works on this show, and they said the following. I got this text exactly 4 minutes ago. You got snubbed. You were right. Someone who works on this show sent me that text. I'm not going to say who sent it, but I'm just going to say I got that text.
Did you send a text to yourself?
Nope. Did not.
So it was me. I did. Because even just listening to it back Johnny, here as we went overtime.
God damn it, Johnny. You don't carry a lot of weight around here. We're trying to make him think someone else did. Well, you're taking credit for that. Stupid. I take back. I stricken that from the record. All right, this hour, we got lots to get to, believe it or not. And
Johnny doesn't know what snubbed means.
No, he doesn't. Oh, no. Isn't it snubbed? Oh, man, we're in trouble now. If you need us, 800-520-1067. Lots of stuff happening. We'll get into more show and your first pair of tickets for the barbecue.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You next.
Hey, what's up? It's Gwen Stefani, and you are listening to Klein Alley Show on the world famous K-Rock.
Thank you for saying that, Gwen Stefani. In a moment, we are going to give you the opportunity to earn some bragging rights for your freeway and join us for the return of the freeway feud. Also, if you win, you get invited to come with us to hang out at the just announced, we earned it for you, endless summer barbecue with Royal Otis, live music, delicious food, drinks, us, some other things we can't get into just yet because we don't want to say them publicly. The lawyers will shut them down. And the only way to get in is to win your way in. And the reason we're doing the freeway feud again is because a new list just came out. Definitive rankings of the best and worst freeways in all of Southern California.
I would argue one of the most detailed freeway lists ever created for Southern California. A very detailed breakdown of every single freeway, the average time spent on the freeway, the average miles per hour. They gave they took into account the length of the freeway as well. And the 10 is the worst freeway in Southern California, according to this breakdown. 46.8 nightmarish miles from the ocean through the city, and the average speed is 52 miles per hour, which was the slowest of all the LA freeways.
I would have guessed the average speed was 3 miles an hour on that thing.
And they've had the worst fatal crashes and the most delays.
So there's a lot of reasons why you could say the freeway sucks. I mean, there's some freeways you get on that they don't have any good exits. Like, there's no good exits to actually get
stuff. It just seems like a useless freeway.
There's some that are bad because they're jammed up. There's some that just don't have enough lanes.
But this one, like, the 10 is a major artery from west to east. I mean, you do need it. Everyone needs the 10.
People get very proud. People have some sort of feeling of kinship to whatever freeways they ride. You know, and if you figure out a better way to go, you know, it's like I'm a 101 North guy, but if I could find a better system, sometimes I do have the opportunity to do a 405 or a 101, and I don't have any loyalty. I don't have any freeway.
Should I take this crappy option or this equally crappy option?
They're all bad options. Yeah. So the question is, I don't know how these all were not tied for dead last.
The 405, by the way, was third worst.
Third worst.
So the 10 was the worst, the 605 was the second worst, and the 405 was third worst.
And what was possibly considered the best freeway?
The best was the
210.
State Route 261.
What the F is that?
6.2 breezy miles connecting Irvine to State Route 241.
It's a 6-mile freeway?
But that's a toll road, isn't it?
I would have to imagine, because those things are always wild.
By the way, that freeway is awesome. There's hardly anybody on it.
But you got to pay for it.
Yes, you're right. This is a toll road. The toll road is short, running only 6 miles as an extension of the 241. So, yeah, no one's ever on it because they have to pay.
That shouldn't even be acceptable.
Second best was the 90 going through Marina Del Rey to Culver City.
All right, if you're on a freeway right now and you'd like to earn some bragging rights for your freeway, even if you're on the 10, the hated 10, you can call us right now, 800-520-1067. We will get into the freeway feud. The key is you need to have a working horn, hopefully a working phone, and potentially a working brain, and that could result in you winning your way into our end of summer barbecue with Royal Otis. Excuse me, endless summer barbecue with Royal Otis. We'll come back with the freeway feud next. Let it officially begin. Bragging rights for whatever freeway you take each and every day. You could be stuck in traffic right now on it. Let's make it worth your while by inviting you to our just-announced Endless Summer Barbecue happening right here with Royal Otis and tons of meat. It's time for the Freeway Feud.
Hello, America, and welcome to the only game where your car horn can make you king of the freeway. This is Freeway Feud. And here is your host, Klein Harvey.
Thank you, Omar. Appreciate that. We got a lot of categories here, and there's a game called Family Feud. This is nothing like that at all, because here you're on a freeway, you're in your car, and the only way to lock in if you think you know the answer is to hit your very own horn.
That's how it works.
The Freeway Feud.
The Freeway Feud.
Let's say hi to Gil. Gil is listening to us currently on what freeway, Gil, are you on right now?
Hey, I'm on the 10 going south right now.
You're on the 10, the most hated freeway in all of Southern California?
I hate it with a passion, yeah.
Wow, let me hear your horn, please.
Oh, man, I'm going to get flipped off again, but here it goes.
Oh, it's good. It's a good horn right there.
Confused about how you're going south on the 10, but good for you.
Yeah, well, that's probably why he's talking, letting everyone know. This guy does not know directions very well. Dyslexic Gil.
You are lost, sir.
So, Gil, if you know the answer to the question you want to answer first, you must hit your horn. You will be battling someone else who is on. We are making our way to, This is Mark. Mark is on. Mark, which freeway are you on right now? Hi.
I'm on the 101 South, actually going south.
101 actually going south. And can we hear your horn, please?
Yes.
Wow, that's far away.
Weak sauce. What are you, in the back seat? That's kind of weak sauce.
No, I'm in a Suburban. It's
Suburban, a big car. Oh, I think that horn would be a little bit more aggressive. Let me hear that again. It's got quieter.
Is this a hearing test?
Allie, raise your hand if you hear the horn.
Beep.
Let me hear it again.
Which ear?
Mark?
Is that on the right or left side?
All right, that's going to be tough. Gil is so much more passionate with the horn. All right, guys, top five answers on the board in the first category. Someone's going to get bragging rights for their freeway, and everyone else on the phone from the 405 and the 110 and the 710. Hang tight. We may need you depending on how this goes. First category on the board, must hit your horn to lock in first. Here we go. Name a food that a gay man would probably like. That was Gil first. Go ahead, Gil.
A cucumber.
Nice.
Show me cucumber. No.
What?
Wow. Cucumber did not even make the top five. We asked people in the halls of K-Rock these questions. That's your sampling, just so you know. Cucumber did not make the list. Mark, chance to steal. You have to hit your horn, though, if you'd like to lock in. Go ahead for a chance to steal. Mark.
I'm going to say kumquat.
Oh.
Show me kumquat. You think anyone at K-Rock knows what a kumquat is? You're thinking the people are way too smart.
That's what you have to do to get promoted around here.
That's what happens after the game. All right, listen, no one got that one, which is sad. Gil, you have another chance to try to control the board.
All right.
Go ahead. If you'd like to lock in, you can honk. Go ahead.
I'm going to say banana.
Show me banana. No, hold on. That's the wrong button. Yes, that is right. Banana is the number two answer on the board.
Ooh.
Number two is banana. You have control of the game board now, Gil. You have to give us two more or whatever before you run out of strikes. You know how the game works. And then you would control this board. So go ahead, Gil. What is you only have one strike against you so far. What is a food that a gay man would probably like?
All right, I'm going to go with
Squash.
Show me squash. That is strike number two. One more strike, and Mark can steal this entire round from you.
I don't know what the reasoning behind that was, but I don't think their answer would be graphic.
Go ahead. You have another guess, Gil, still. Name a food that a gay man would probably like.
All right. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. I'm running out of ideas here. I'm a peach. I don't know. I ran out of ideas.
I'm so sorry. That is a chance now for Mark. You could steal entire round one, which would be bragging rights for 101 South, at least temporarily. There's still four foods on the board. Name a food that a gay man would probably like. Yes, go ahead.
Hot dog / wiener.
That is the number one answer, Allie, is hot dog / wiener.
I don't know why I was only thinking about fruits.
It's weird. Also on the list, we had number three. The answer was salad.
Oh, tossing. Got it.
Number four, the answer was nothing because they're probably on a diet. And number five was yogurt. Yogurt. I don't know. These are
just because they seem healthy.
I don't know why. These were the answers we were given in the halls here at K-Rock. All right, we move to round two now. Round one.
Hello, America. And welcome to the only game where your car horn can make you king of the freeway. This is Freeway Feud. And here is your host, Klein Harvey.
So Mark has made it through round one, Allie, which is bragging rights already for the 101. If he can beat Ashley, who is on the, I believe Ashley's also on the world's most hated freeway. Ashley, you on the 10 right now as well?
Yes, and it stopped.
Oh, you're in complete stop. So if you start honking right now, it's going to really enrage some people, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me hear your horn, please, Ashley. See, once again, I think the stupid phones now, they've gotten so
advanced. Highlander.
Yeah. It she's driving a big Highlander. That's a big truck right there. And the horn sounds
the horn's just farther away
so
from where the driver
away.
Sits.
One more time, Ashley. All right, I'll listen for that.
All right,
we got it. All right, Mark versus Ashley. It's a brand new round. Five new answers are on the board. Guys, please answer these as quickly as you can. Whoever buzzes in first can go ahead and try to steal this one. If Mark wins again, Allie, game over. 101 South gets all the bragging rights this week and becomes the best freeway in Southern California.
Man.
Here we go.
You and I take that road every single morning.
Top answers.
I don't ever think to myself, this is a number one.
Name something that will almost always make you horny. I heard Ashley first there. Ashley, okay. Go ahead.
Exercise.
Show me exercise. That did not make the list at all. That's wild.
I actually kind of agree with Ashley.
Watching people exercise or doing it yourself?
Exercising, and I've been exercising while watching sexy shows. It's my new thing. I love it.
That did not make the list, but we did ask people at K-Rock, and a lot of them have never exercised, so that's against them. Mark, chance for you to steal the category.
562 said, how did nuts not make the list on the first one?
I don't know how nuts didn't make the list. You would have thought. It would have been two and three. Yes, Mark, go ahead for a chance to steal.
I'm going to say porn.
Show me porn. Porn was the number two answer, actually, Allie. Number two answer was porn, something that makes you horny. Mark, you have control of the game board now. You have to get some of these right without getting three strikes, or Ashley has a chance to steal. If you get these right, you win bragging rights for the freeway, access to the barbecue. So here we go. Name something that makes people horny. There's four more answers.
Lingerie.
Show me lingerie. Number four answer, Allie. Sexy underwear. I don't know who said that. Allie's shaking her head no. You don't have any. You've got all those old underwear from Victoria's Secret.
They're sexy to me.
Yeah. Allie went to University of Pink, graduated in 1987. She's proud
you don't
of
need
it.
Lace. You can make it yourself with regular fabric.
Three more
holes.
Answers are on the board. We did ask people at K-Rock, name something that makes you horny. You've already gotten the number two answer and the number four answer, so three more answers remain. Go ahead.
Naked picture of your partner.
Naked picture.
Naked
of
pictures.
Your partner.
Or naked bodies.
You know what? I'm going to accept because sexting / D-pics, hot pics, is on the board as well. But that was the number five answer. So there's two more. You could sweep this whole board. Mark, go ahead.
Sexy show, like Hunting Wives.
Hunting Wives is a sexy show. Show me sexy show. That's your first strike against you. There's two left. Something that makes you horny. We asked five people in the halls of K-Rock, and these are the answers we got.
I don't know. A food.
Back to hot dogs.
A food. You know what, Allie?
I was channeling my inner Jake.
Number three answer. Chocolate and or strawberries was said.
Still? I feel like that's such a...
Someone said it here at K-Rock, so we have to accept it.
I've eaten that plenty of times and not felt horny.
Well, you see all the people in the kitchen here at K-Rock. They are always eating, so they're probably always all horned up. It's funny, the one that's still on the board is the number one answer. No one has gotten the number one answer yet. You only have one strike, though, Mark, so you got two more chances to get this before Ashley could steal. Something that makes you horny.
Physical touch.
Show me physical touch.
I'll show you some physical touch, Klein.
That is the number one answer.
Nice.
Massage, neck rub, physical touch. Congratulations, Mark. And more importantly, congratulations to the 101 South. You are the reigning supreme. Yeah. You are the champion freeway in Southern California. And Mark, we will see you at our barbecue happening next Friday, all right?
Thanks, guys. Sweet dips.
Sweet dips.
Nice to chat with you. Hey, Ashley, I'm sorry. Sorry, we have nothing for you.
Now everyone's just mad at you, and you're still stuck on the 10.
Still stuck on the 10. You want to win from us? Don't worry. In about 20 minutes, we get you on the standby list so you can travel to New York, see some Oasis, Cage the Elephant, and get access to the private K-Rock show with Cage right here at the El Rey Theater.
Klein, you know that new docu-series that came out, The Biggest Loser? It's about The Biggest Loser, the making of it.
Oh, right. And how all the people that were super fat lost a bunch of weight, but it was like an abusive environment.
Yeah, and a lot of them ended up gaining the weight back or developing worse health problems, and they had post-traumatic stress, and there was a lot of problems with the creation of that show and how it was being executed. And Jillian Michaels and many other people have been speaking out about the documentary, saying it was inaccurate. It's this whole thing, right? But I was thinking to myself as I was watching it, you, myself, my friend, are the actual Biggest Loser.
Fat boy.
And it's Thank not you. Because you're the fat one on the show or the fluffy one on the show.
Fat stomach.
Oh, that's why. Thank you, honey.
It's not for
explaining.
All those reasons that your daughter pointed out.
Yeah.
It's for a completely different reason. You are the Biggest Loser of things. And you will always hold that title. And there's no controversy about that. I don't think anybody could beat you in the amount of things that you have lost within your lifetime, even just within the time I've known you. You have lost things that I am just in awe that you are able to lose. Like, for example, a parking ticket that you get at a parking garage. And for some reason, you take the ticket, you go to the parking garage, you're back out within 5 minutes, and you've already lost the ticket. Sometimes you didn't even leave your car, and you lost the ticket.
The amount of times I've had to pay the full day rate at parking lots, I would say it's at least 50% of every parking lot I pull into, I've completely lost the ticket they give me.
I mean, I just want you to flex for a minute, because this is a moment for you to brag.
I am the Biggest Loser. Yeah, I mean, I lost a game. I won a ticket. I had a great gambling ticket I bought in Vegas at a sports book and brought it back with me, and then the team I needed, I forget what year it was, but they won the Super Bowl. Basically, the ticket was worth, I believe, a couple $1,000. I don't know where I hid it. I remember hiding it somewhere so I wouldn't lose it, but I do not remember where I've hidden it. And I've looked everywhere, so I've lost that. I've lost shoes. Sometimes I go places with one shoe.
See, that is a talent. That's a skill that you're able to lose while you're walking somehow. One shoe.
Did you guys even know that earlier this week I Ubered to work because I could not find either of my car keys?
Dude, I saw you. We were all leaving together, and then I see Klein get into Johnny's car. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why you ran into Johnny?
Yeah.
Which is funny because Johnny's car is huge, and he's also huge, so you looked like you were in a car seat. Like,
yeah,
I
know.
So small in a
car.
Big car.
You look like, hello, he's taking me home.
I love those cars. It's Star Mazda, Star 4. Good cars.
Yeah, but I don't know how you were able to lose both set of... Did you find any of them?
I did find my key when I got home, and it was in the pants I had worn 2 days earlier.
Ah.
But the answer is yes, I do lose a lot. I think most people lose the same thing. Most people lose phone. It's phone wall keys, as Sandler says, right? That's what most people lose, or that's what most people want to leave the house with. You got to go do that check. Do I have my phone wall keys? The more and more now that we don't really need a wallet because you can pay for things on your phone, and now you can... A lot of cars, you can just use your phone to even get the car going. I think more and more people just get less protective over those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that has really trickled down to me. But I
think you lost your own shirt one time.
I did lose. Well, I showed up to work one time with no shoes. I thought I had shoes in my car and didn't, so I had to walk around with Kleenex boxes on my feet
at
work. But that wasn't losing shoes. That was just being wrong about me having shoes.
Right, okay.
I've lost...
That was just me being wrong about having shoes.
Yeah, I'm saying, if you're going to call me the biggest loser, let me at least defend some of the stuff I've done.
I don't think you need to defend, Klein. I think you need to be proud.
And I think there's other people that also are like, serial losers. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, you can be a winner but still be a loser. But I bet you there's other people that lose stuff.
I don't think anyone has lost as much as you have. 818 said, let's recount every time Klein has lost his AirPods or an AirPod.
Well, I will say that my current set of AirPods are called KK AirPods 11. So that should indicate exactly how many sets I'm on to now. And I don't call them that. They just like automatically call them.
They number it for you?
Yeah, I guess that's how many sets I'm on to now, 11. That's pretty sad.
That is. 818 said, I watch on the live stream Klein lose Vanessa's printouts every single day.
I do lose those. She hands. Yeah, of all the things, I do lose a lot, and I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I probably have a bunch of different things going on, but the thing that is the most frustrating is the one you pointed out early, because when I will pull into a parking lot and they give me a ticket for parking, sometimes I drive around, don't find a spot, and decide to leave the parking lot. Don't even pull my car anywhere. Don't even park for a second. And then I go to pull out and I say, I couldn't find parking. I'm just going to leave. And they go, okay, that's fine. Give me your ticket. And I go, I don't know. And I didn't leave my car. Like, I didn't leave the car.
Right. Same situation.
And some of those tickets, you would think, oh, they'd turn up later. Like, I'd find them later that night. I still never find them.
Well, and I hate losing things. That feeling of, oh my God, I just had it. That panic. I get major anxiety from that, and I can't imagine feeling that all day long, which is what you feel.
The last few times I've gone to a hotel, you know, they say, how many keys do you need for your room? And usually a normal person will say like one or two keys.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask them for five. And the reason I ask for five is because I know that I will lose lose them all. The last time I did this, and this is humiliating, I shouldn't even admit this. I checked into a hotel, I asked for five keys. The guy said, that's a lot of keys. I said, yeah, I like to put them in a few places because I lose them. He goes, no problem. And then I went to my room and I could not find any of the five keys the man had just made for me. And
no
I had to
way.
Walk back to the front desk and I go, please don't help. I was hoping someone else would help me and not that guy. It was that guy again. And I go, you won't believe this. All those keys you gave me, I do not know where I've put them.
He thinks that you're like passing them out for an orgy
and
or something.
He gave me another great idea. Wish I thought
like
of that.
Living in like little like a candy trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is.
818 wants to know if you've ever lost your children.
Well, I didn't lose. Yes. The answer is yes. One of them, because we went to a water park and I was following the wrong kid because a similar bathing suit. And that's not my fault. I mean, it's not my fault, but also...
Well, shouldn't you know you're...
She was wearing a very similar bathing suit. Very similar.
And then you're just a guy following
a child. Yeah, and then I realized that I was following and lurking at a kid that was not mine for a while, and then I had no idea where mine was. And then when I had to actually try to track down mine, they're like, can you describe her?
Didn't you bite the wrong kid, too?
Yes, that is not... We're moving way...
Okay, you're right.
Yes, I was playing with my kid in the pool in Hawaii, and I bit their foot, and it was a different kid's foot. That's not my fault, though. And that's also not losing, Allie.
You're right. That's not losing. I digress.
I still had my kid, and I just was a lot of extremities. I bit the wrong one.
408.
I don't need any more examples. I get it. I'm the biggest loser. I'm the biggest loser.
You know, I'm not saying you need to be ashamed of this, Klein. I think everybody has their skill, and this is a skill that you have, and I think that it's unmatched. I don't think anybody could beat your loser game.
Perhaps a ghost is messing with Klein. Because he has that special skill. You know how I talk to dead animals and stuff? Maybe there's a ghost that is messing with me.
Some kind of angry Pomeranian.
All right, well, apologies. I'm not great at holding on to things. I am the biggest loser. And let's go ahead and see the documentary about that. We take a break. If anyone can challenge me.
You should do a weigh-in in your pockets before and after.
That's a good idea. He's lost 18 pounds of pocket stuff. That's amazing. We'll be right back. We get to your news and then your tickets to go see Cage the Elephant.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
And after this, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I've lost the schedule, but I assume we're going to do the news now, and then we will give away tickets for you to go hang out with us. Cage the Elephant at the El Rey. Cage the El Rey happening soon enough. Get you in. The only way to get in is to win, and we'd write your name down on a standby list so you can fly to New York and see Cage a second time, this time joined by Oasis. Not a bad prize. Be ready to win that the second we're done with this. Your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Also, just a comment on the Netbanger chat, people that are watching along on YouTube, from 323. Whoever has control of Allie's camera, please stop moving it. You're probably trying to find a flattering angle for her giant forehead, but it's just never going to happen. So you just know, stop. You're making us dizzy. So I
don't
know.
It's actually a movement censored camera. So
it's trying to auto focus
or
something?
Yeah, it's not that Justin is operating himself. The camera itself is trying.
Oh, man, that's
rough.
And
it's just, it's like shorting out because it doesn't know how to find me in the right way.
Can't tell if
so
that's
just giving up.
Allie's forehead or a load-bearing wall. So it just keeps moving around.
How do I get around this wall? Oh, she is the wall.
Oh, that's the wall. Well, anyway, you can see us as we are streaming on YouTube right now. Want to see what it looks like in here? Go ahead, check us out on K-Rock's YouTube right now.
So, I hate to bring up Britney Spears again, twice in one week, but her Instagram is just on a roll right now. She is living out her unfiltered, unhinged life for all of us to see. I am here for it. I've always been a Britney fan. Yesterday, I shared the video of her singing for the first time in years.
There were another day in the middle in L.A.
And now I'm going to share her passionate thoughts about bread. She went on a rant about bread, homemade bread, and the idea of eating it. And just imagine as she is saying all of this, she is dancing around in a very strange way. I think at one point she's twerking while talking about bread.
Yeah, she's grabbing her boobs.
Yeah, she's like
grabbing her butt.
Yeah, she's just like, can't take it anymore.
And I'm pretty sure she's wearing the dress from the psycho mom's house. The mom that's up there that's already dead, she's wearing this weird-ass dress.
I gotta see this
like
video.
A colonial dress?
Yeah, really weird-looking.
It's wild.
Bread. Making bread where it takes 6 hours to make it. It's not like cake, it's not like bread. I can't explain it. It's really weird. It's so f***ing good. Homemade bread in the house. Because it's smooth.
It's smooth like butter.
Oh, she's got a good point. I do like good fresh bread.
She's like,
I'm not a huge Britney Spears fan, but has she always sounded like that?
No, her voice gets lower. every time. I think she's still a pretty heavy smoker.
You think she would accept our invitation if we asked her to come and open up for Royal Otis at our Endless Summer Barbecue?
Klein, I would love nothing more, but she doesn't want to perform anymore. Huh. It's just not okay in her book.
Well, what if she's
been asked to perform so many times many years of her life. She just wants to go be crazy in her house.
But what if we asked her just to come speak about bread for 10 minutes before?
She might do.
Yeah.
But she doesn't leave her house often. And when she does, she gets arrested. Well, she gets stopped by the cops a lot because she's a very bad driver. And then when she gets pulled over, she never has any documentation or anything. And she's still sorry, officer, I don't know anything. And, it usually becomes a viral moment when she leaves the house. So I think she leaves as little as possible.
I had a friend's parent was next to her recently on one of those Jet Suite X planes. And they said that it was a wild operation.
Really?
Yeah, they said that she was, because I don't think she had an entourage with her. It was just her and
I don't think she wants an entourage.
She was trying to smoke on the plane. A bunch of things went on from what I heard. But I feel bad. Obviously, she's having some sort of a mental breakdown. But
she has mental health problems. They run in her family. I read her book. She has, her grandmother was mentally ill. And so I think there was stuff that was happening anyway. But I think because of the unique life that she led, it definitely didn't help things. And then when she was struggling, it's not like her family was there for her. They were all like, get out of here, you weirdo. They all kind of turned their back on her.
Vanessa, if you'd like to invite her to come and speak about bread before Royal Otis at the barbecue.
I'll do my best.
Thank you.
And now, Britney Spears with thoughts on bread. And then it's just her going, yeah, bread. It's so...
But I'm like...
That's not right. What was that? It got changed to a donut shop thing. That was weird. Hold on a minute. This is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Weird. It's so f***ing good.
Yeah.
Homemade bread. Yes. Because it's smooth. Black butter.
And then she bends over in her colonial dress, and then we're like, now, Royal Otis.
That'd be great.
All right, what is the perfect salary? Some would say the highest one. That's what a lot of people would say. But there is a number. People were asked what the average perfect salary would be.
$10 billion.
Yes, $11 billion.
Quarterly.
$74,000.
74K is the perfect salary. They do claim there's some limit where if you go above it, it screws up your taxes too much, but also it doesn't really raise your happiness that much, and you can live whatever you need to do.
But this is you got to live in Tennessee or some crap.
Yeah, and I think this is obviously a national average. $74,000 salary in California doesn't get you as far as it would in Nebraska
or
something like that.
And also, what part of California? Because Victorville, absolutely, that goes a lot further than Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. So they said not everyone agrees on what would make them financially happy. 1 in 5 people said that they would need a 6-figure salary to enjoy their own lifestyle, but that the national average of what would make them happy is $74,000. But half of people say they don't get the salary they want from their job, and that they are looking for a new job regularly, and that 1/3 of people have active side hustles.
Yeah, I believe that. You have to. I mean, it's survival. It's not even side hustle. It used to be,
it's a necessity.
Hobby. Oh, it's a hobby. I'll sell my homemade soap at the farmer's market. And then it becomes, if I can't sell some goddamn soap, we're losing the house.
Speaking of side hustles, there is a guy who was doing drone delivery on the side, only it was drone delivery for drugs. And the concept of drone delivery is a beautiful concept. The fact that you can just buy something, have it flown into your backyard within minutes, very exciting. But this guy was using a drone to deliver drugs, and that drone happened to crash into a neighbor's backyard. And then the neighbor was like, what's this? And opened it, and there was drugs inside. So they decided to call the cops. The cops opened the baggies, and this is what they saw.
Oh, names. Oh, okay. Share this. Okay.
So the bags not only had the names of the people that they were being delivered to, which is incriminating and not good, it also had one bag that just said, share this. And it happened to be fentanyl and meth. And then the guy who was doing the drone delivery showed up to the house and was knocking on the door with a flashlight going hey, did a drone happen to crash here? And the cops happened to be there and they arrested him.
Yeah, drone drug delivery and drone sneaking things into prisons has become very, very lucrative as of late. Because people go, if I get caught,
seems like it goes awry often, though.
Yeah, it does. But think about how many we don't hear about that get successfully where they're supposed to go.
But I wonder what the ratio is. Is a higher ratio of success for butt transfer and butt smuggle versus drone smuggle?
I'd say butt smuggle is the go-to.
I think it's still the most successful one, right?
Yeah. We're going to butt smuggle you some tickets right now to Cage if you want them. Call 800-520-1067. Caller 20. These tickets are yours.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.